Well, let's get things kicked off then. Good morning, guys. This is Fitz, and you have dialed into the Fitz Group National Conference call. We do this call every Wednesday morning at 10 a.m. Central Time because we're in Central Time. If we were in Eastern Time, we'd do it in Eastern Time, but we're in Texas, so we do it Eastern Time and just assume everybody can figure it out from there. But it's 11 Eastern and 8 Pacific, and it is a beautiful morning, and no matter what your weather is like, it's still a beautiful morning. It beats the alternatives, as what I was always told. Let me see if I can go through the guests. I've got Paul Roberts on here. Paul, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Jeremy Patton is with us. Jeremy?
Yes, sir.
There he is. Jason Myers is with us.
Good morning.
Good morning. Jason Bruno.
Good morning.
And Vern Geyer.
I'm here. Good morning.
Good morning. Unless you are absolutely brand new, you know all of these names. But in case you are brand new, who I've invited on are all people who've written at least $10,000 in a weekend and when they travel. Every one of them has written at least that in a weekend. And all, every one of them was at the National Leadership this last weekend. And so I wanted them to come on. And first of all, just kind of, and hopefully we only have like a couple of objections so far that we need to go through, but you know, I want to start with Paul. Paul is an agency manager, been with us a couple of years now. I'll let him tell some of his stuff because I know he's fired up and he's ready to rock this year, especially coming out of this leadership. But Paul is running between $150,000 to $200,000 a month in his agency right now, looking to double that over the next 60 days. And so I want to start off with Paul. And Paul, just you said you had three things you wanted to say about the leadership. I'm just going to let you take the floor and tell us what you thought.
First and foremost, and I said this yesterday in our sales meeting, is I have such a clear vision coming out of this leadership convention, and it reminds me of my first convention that I went to, and my vision coming out of that was I'm going to be your next agency manager, and I did it. I've gone to all the leadership since, haven't missed one, but this one hit, something hit me. Something turned on a light bulb, and it hit me like just a Mike Tyson punch right to the chin. And it's allowed me to really focus on what I need to do. And we talk about just that one extra thing you want to pick up. This was my wife's first ever leadership conference. And to me, that meant a lot. To look over and watch her taking notes, Fitz, I swear I was crying. That's a big step to have your spouse there and be supportive. And she's taking notes. She was taking notes from the things you were talking about, Fitz. And she heard all that. You know, she gets to see you a lot of times. So that was just phenomenal. And one of the things that we got from that, and it came from the big announcement that the NAA owners made, and that was they announced Andy, the president and CEO. And like you said yesterday in the meeting, IBM has one CEO, correct? They have one person that they, you know, that they call CEO and president. And we've noticed something in our office. We got to do that. You know, Tamara and I are partners, but one of us needs to lead. One of us needs to be that person. So this may sound silly, but I've been announced president and CEO of the Roberts Group. And again, it may sound silly, but it's one of those little tweaks that if you make in your organization and that we have made in our organization, it's going to change things. Mm-hmm. You know, it's going to change who we are and what we do, and it's going to let us catapult and get that double-digit, triple production that we've been wanting. And again, it's something very small but means so much. The second one to talk about is Khalid McClary. One arm, one eye, one bad arm, multiple surgeries. And Fitz, I got to tell you, that's the top people I'm looking for now. I'm looking for some tough people. You know, as managers, we get a lot of complaints, don't we? And I got to quit focusing on the complaints I'm getting. And I need to focus more on these people that are making it happen. I need to focus on the Khalids of this company. Because, man, there is no excuses left in this world whatsoever. This man's positive. He's motivated. He made every one of us cry. He made every one of us laugh. You walked away feeling better about life. And, man, we got to have that. We got to have those types of people join our organization to grow and to get to that billion-dollar mark. We're not going to get there unless we find folks that just don't have excuses. And, you know, Fitz, I'm proud to be on your team because you've taught me that. You've taught me to get rid of the excuses and just make things happen. And to hear this man talk and tell his stories, and his wife, Deanna, was so inspirational. She was inspirational to me and my wife. She signed all of our books. She gave Tamara her personal cell phone number. If you didn't get to go to the conference, you don't get that. I mean, if you don't go to the conference, you don't get that. Even people that went to the conference and didn't get it, they can't call their main corporate office and say, hey, can you give this to me? Tamara was in the right place at the right time. We can keep going on about Cleve, and I'm sure Jason and Bruno and these guys will chat about them as well. And thirdly, golly, my agent, my agent leader, my mentor, Fitz. Guys, we're blessed to be on this team. And Fitz didn't ask me to say this. Fitz didn't even know what the heck I was going to talk about today. But what you got to realize, and what really hit me this weekend, is that the sacrifices that Fitz and Heather made to move clear across the country to make this all a possibility for every one of us. And as we struggle and go through those daily things, we got to remember what Fitz and Heather, they laid the groundwork for us to make things happen. So Fitz, you know, like they said in the convention, is what can I do for you, Fitz? I'm not going to come to you, buddy, and say, what can you do for me, Fitz? I'm going to go to you, and I'm going to say, Fitz, what can I do for NAA? What can I do for you to make this thing happen? And, man, this is the beginning of the 90-day blitz. I can walk through a wall right now. I really can. There's nothing that can stop me right now. I might mow a few people over, and that's fine. I'm going to find some more people. And this is the beginning, and we're headed in the right direction. I was talking with Jeremy this morning, and, you know, everything's going that way. You know, nothing can stop it now. I mean, it's like a hurricane coming in. Nothing can stop it, not even the Bush administration. It's going to come. It's going to happen. And, you know, it's just all headed in the right direction. And it started this last weekend at the leadership. And those are my 3 points, my friend.
Wow. Thanks for tuning in, everybody.
Yeah, it's a good call. You got your marching orders. Go get them. Hey, man, that was very succinct and motivational and right on the money. Right on the money. It was just that good of a weekend, guys. You're just getting a taste of it. Let's talk more. Hey, Paul, you know what you can do for me?
Yes.
Triple.
Dude, it's going to be hard to stop us right now.
That's what you can do for NAA and the Fitz Group is you can triple.
I will do that for you.
And I'm going to say to you, like I've said to a couple of other folks, and you heard me say yesterday in the sales meeting, but they had a confidentiality agreement meeting, as I'm terming it. A year ago, 17 of us signed confidentiality agreements with NAA because NAA wanted to do some things, and they needed their advice of their top agents and managers. And in order to do that, we had to sign confidentiality agreements so we wouldn't go out there and blab it. Well, they're looking for more people to join that group. They don't want to keep it at the 17. They want to make it as many as possible, but there are production numbers that need to be hit. If you hit between this month and the end of the year, in a month, you hit $150,000 to $200,000 in a month, you stand a great chance of being invited into that group, into that inner sanctum. And you know, everybody thinks they know what they know, but they don't know anything unless you're in that group, in that meeting with the three owners. You don't know what you know. you don't even know what you don't know. It really is some crazy stuff that's coming out from NAA, and really, the biggest thing we need is volume. Now, keep in mind, I was talking to somebody the other day, yesterday. This recruit was talking to me, and he didn't come on board because I didn't ask him to. I said, we don't have a match. You're not going to work here. it's not going to fit for you. But he was talking about this other IMO that does business with F&G, and I said, that's all well and good. We do 40% of F&G's business. We do 40% of F&G's business. We are three times the size of Shenandoah. In our first month, we exceeded all of the production that Foresters does outside of us. Are you kidding me? We're a powerhouse. Well, what we need to do in order to make some huge things happen is all of us need to triple our efforts. And I'm telling you, the bigger it gets, the more exciting it gets. NAA wants to make money for themselves, of course. That's great. I mean, that's why they started this company, put their necks on the line. But they also want to make money for all of us, too. Because what's the point of making money if you got nobody to have fun with? So, hey, Big Mac said he's going to triple.
There you go.
Continuing with the Roberts team, let's move on to Jeremy Patton. Get some of his thoughts. You're obviously not in our Dallas sales meeting on a routine basis, and so we didn't get to hear your words yesterday. What were your thoughts about the leadership?
Wow. There's not one or two words that can describe it. It's unbelievable the vision that NAA has. You know, Fitz, I've been to I guess since I started every leadership conference and the one national convention over the last 16 months. And this was just unbelievable. I don't know how to explain it. It was just the energy, the excitement, the vision. It's just different. I don't know how to explain it, man. It's just quadruple the amount of people there than any of the other ones I've been to. It's amazing just over the last few conferences I've been to, double the numbers of agents there, leaders there, the billion-dollar vision, you know. The speakers are phenomenal, including yourself, just reiterating the vision and passion that this company has for helping people. You know, the heart of this company is unbelievable. And it starts at the top from Andy Albright, Philip, Barry, yourself, Alex Sabian, you know, Stephen Davies, all the other agency leaders. But everyone has the same heart, the heart to give and to help people. And that's what really touched me. Is really that the heart and the core of this organization is unbelievable and unmatched. And with that heart, there's nothing that can stop us. And add that to the strength of everyone. I mean, from talking to or listening to Cleve McClary, I don't know about you, but he gave me a new perspective on life. I don't have anything to complain about. I've got both legs, both arms. I can sit up and take nourishment, and there's really nothing I can't overcome. That guy overcame what he's overcome, and that really helped me personally, you know, tighten my belt loop and just say, suck it up, man. I got to push harder. I got to do better. I got to get out there and double. I got to get out there and triple and help more people. And, man, unbelievable. The next thing is just taking action, you know, really. It's one thing to go to the conference fits and listen to all these people give you the tools, because the tools are there, but, you know, to take that next step and take action. I was so fired up. I mean, got home and invested, you know, pretty much all day Monday putting together my 90-day Blitz plan. And I don't know about you, but I'm fired up about that.
Yeah.
Just having that plan clearly defined based on what these millionaires have told me to do. Unbelievable.
Yeah. And you know, part of that heart that you're talking about, I just keep going back to this agent I talked to yesterday. It was, you know, and a lot of people know I don't do the recruiting in the office much anymore, and I just talk to escalated cases. And this guy was wanting a huge contract and free leads, you know, basically asking for the world. And I basically told him to shove it. Because after talking with him, he was just telling me about some of the stuff he does. Like, he's in California, and he believes in selling value select because it's the best thing for the client. And I said, how's it the best thing for the client when you get rate them up or declined? Well, and he said, well, how's it the best thing for you to sell a home certain and $250,000 to them? I said, because I got $250,000 of them covered. I can go back and sell the value select and get the rest of it if I have to. You know, worst case scenario, that's what I could do. But I'm doing the right thing for the client. And that's where I told him, I said, look, and he was complaining about driving 76 miles to run leads. And, you know, and he said, the IMO he's with now, he's not getting leads because he was late to the party. There's other people there that have more seniority than him. I said, are you telling me that company only distributes leads by who's been there the longest? They don't distribute them by production? He said, oh, no, they distribute by production. I'm number five. The other guys are ahead of me. So it's not about you being late to the party. It's about you sucking. You know, I'm sitting there going, and that's why I told him, I said, I don't think we have a match here. He said, you're crazy. I'm a great producer. I said, well, you can be a great producer somewhere else. We're not looking for volume. We are, but we're not. We're looking for people who have heart and are unified in vision. That's who we're looking for. Because I don't want some ding-dong head that you know, he couldn't. He said, yeah, I did $200,000 in paid business last year with F&G. I said, awesome. Do you mind giving me your codes for your F&G sales link so I can look at your TAP reports and find out what you actually did? It was kind of weird. But you're lying is what you're doing. We're looking for people, and that's what this leadership, and I'm just jumping in. I want to hear from everybody else, but I had to jump in to say this. We're not looking for volume. If the owners were looking for volume, do you realize what they could have done by now? There's been IMOs that have come to NAA and said, we want to work for you. Will you buy us? Millions of dollars a year NAA could have bought for pennies on the dollar. NAA is not looking for volume. They're looking for people that are homegrown and share unified heart and vision. That's what we're looking for. That's, and we say, we've said forever, we're looking for people who fit our culture. That's our culture. To play ball the way we play ball, or go play somewhere else. And as much as it pains me to say this, I say it a lot though, Duke is a fantastic basketball program, and Coach K is a legend. Because he takes players who are not McDonald's All-Americans, and he turns them into their world champion, a national championship team. Because if you don't buy into his system, get the heck off the court. And that's the way, that's what NAA said this weekend, is we're looking for people that can buy in to what we're saying. We're not looking for the volume. I don't want to hire somebody on a huge contract just because they can produce $100,000 a year. That's dumb. I'd rather recruit somebody like a Jason Myers or a Paul Roberts and get them up and running $150,000, $200,000 a month. $300,000, $400,000, $500,000 a month. So they're making $600,000 a year. I'm not looking to hire some chump that argues with me during the interview process. I couldn't believe it. I said, did you answer my ad? Why are you yelling at me? He was yelling at me on the call. And he finally hung up on me. I called him back. Said, hey, I think we got disconnected. Oh, yeah, I'm going through some hills right now. Yeah. Your finger slipped over the end button, you big ding-dong. That attitude we don't need. We're looking for people who share our attitude and say, we're going to go do the right things for our clients. And the right thing is not selling fully underwritten terms, by the way. The right thing is selling them what they asked for, which is the Home Certain or Forrester Strong Foundation product. That's the right thing. So we're going to do the right thing for our clients, and as a result, we're going to make the right kind of money for our families. And that's the kind of vision that we share. And we'll talk about the 8 steps. The 8 steps are really highly lauded this weekend, so we'll talk more about those as time goes on. But, Jeremy, did you have anything else to add?
Well, the heart and vision is the key. It's the core of everything we do, as you just said, and that's why I'm here. And I think you made a good point that this is NAA's heart. This is NAA's vision. These are our principles. This is our core. And whoever we are, we don't stray away from that. If people can't buy into that system, like you said, they need to take a hike. We don't need them. You know, we need people that will buy in and have the same heart and vision as us. And if we have that, which we will, because we attract that, then we're going to be unstoppable. And back to what we do best and focusing on those non-medical products. I think they rolled out some exciting things about Foresters and what they're doing. Obviously, Foresters is in a strong, strong partnership with NAA, some phenomenal disability, critical illness, the whole nine yards, which is going to make Foresters unstoppable. But, you know, they talked about care ratio. They talked about also who gets the leads. Well, who gets the leads are the people that are taking care of the people the way they've asked to be taken care of and writing these non-medical products. That's who gets the leads. And that's how we'll be able to increase our care ratios. So that goes back to our heart, following the system.
Yep, absolutely, 100%. And it's, you know, something else that NAA has been approached by some major multi-billion-dollar international insurance companies with exclusive products that they're going to bring out in the spring. And you know what the 17 confidentiality agreement holders said? We don't want it. The owner said, do we need to keep pushing forward with this? Because we need to run more volume with the right kind of products. Those right products are F&G, Home Certain, and Income Certain, and all of Forrester's products. Those are the right products. And we said, no, we don't want those other companies. We've got the product line we need. We need to just focus on selling what we got. And they said, well, everybody else is going to get it. They're going to offer that exclusive contract to somebody else. So be it. Let them have it. We've got the best stuff already. Let's go out there and sell it. Let's go out there and do it. We want to focus on the one that brung us, as they say. We want to dance with the one that brung us. We want to work with the folks that are putting the products out there for us and are issuing them and are doing the right things for the clients. Those are the companies we want to work with. We've got them. Why would we want to work with others? Why not just focus on a couple? Anyway, anything else to add?
That's it, man.
Well, let's move on to, thank you, Jeremy.
No problem.
Jeremy, the number one producer in Forrester's production for NAA in the first competition they did, and I think in the top three?
Top three right now. Yes, sir.
Top three, I think you were two, I think, last time I saw. Whatever. Top three, we'll say, just to be safe.
There you go.
For the new competition to Portugal, which, guys, oh, I just checked on the line. We've got 61 people on this call, which is, I think it's a record. Now, we normally are in the upper 40s. It just shows you the excitement that comes out of the leadership. But check out these production numbers to qualify for Foresters. All 61 people on this call should be going on this Portugal trip with Foresters, every one of you, because here's why. We have between now, really between July 1st and the end of next year, December 31st of 2007, to write, to issue with Foresters, this, I'm talking about personal producers here, $80,000 in production. Issue $80,000 in production. How many months do we have left? We have 15 months. 80,000 divided by 15. That's $5,333 a month of paid business with Foresters. If you can do that over the next 15 months, and if you've written some since July, you've already got a head start on that. We're talking about an all-expense, week-long trip to Portugal for you and a spouse, and there's no limit on how many people they'll take. Focus on it, man. Focus on one of those trips. In the meantime, you're going to cover a bunch of people and make a lot of money.
That's just what, about 100 apps there, Fitz?
100 apps?
Yeah, 15 months?
Yeah. Yeah, basically.
That's less than 10 a month. Hello?
I like that. I like putting that down. That's beautiful. Well, yeah, you're talking about, let's say, if we have $5,333. Let's say they have an 88% issue rate. So you're really going to have to write 6,000. 6,060, so 6060, and then divide that by our average case of $1,000. You're talking about six applications a month of Foresters you have to write.
Since that's 100% advance, guess what?
You're making money. But and it's like I'm doing that on 88% issue rate because that's what they're averaging for all their products.
Yeah.
We're talking six applications. Well, don't let you know. Don't skim by on by the skin of your teeth. Let's say eight applications a month of Foresters. That's two applications a week of Foresters production. We'll get you an all-expense pay trip for you and a guest. Doesn't have to be a spouse. You and a guest. I say that in case you're not married. If you're married, you better take your spouse.
Yeah. If you have one, you better take them.
Yeah, if you have one and you want to keep one, you better take them. Otherwise, you may come back and you don't have one anymore. But an all-expense pay trip to Portugal for you and a guest. And holy smokes, I mean, these companies don't do trips half, but they don't do them halfway. The guys who went on the Foresters trip to Toronto, I've heard nothing but things that, I mean, makes me sick, really, that Heather was giving birth and I couldn't go. because those trips are just phenomenal. It sounds like Foresters does a trip just as good as anybody else does. So, and if not better. So, hey, just qualify, guys. Jason Myers, are you there?
Yes, sir.
I want to hear your thoughts about the leadership. And maybe throw in what you think about the national convention coming up, since you've already bought 10 tickets ahead of time. Tell us what you think.
Well, I haven't missed a convention since I came on just about 2 years ago. And just reiterating what Paul Roberts said, I always come out with a bigger vision for what I want to do, but there was just something different about this one. I don't know. It's they get better and better and better, so you better believe I'm not gonna miss one. Their ability to just continually raise the bar, raise the vision for the company. I mean, at this leadership, they talked about $1 billion vision, and
hey, behind closed doors, they talked about $100 billion.
Ooh.
It's with a B, right?
With a B, 100 billion, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, when I came in, we used to be talking millions, and that's the thing of the past. They're talking billion-dollar vision, and if your vision, you know, can't fit within that, I mean, you just, I think, realize that the leaders just continue to press forward, continue to make this this bigger, continue to make the opportunity just as good and better for people who are coming on now. You know, you always get the question of, well, is this going to tap out, or, you know, do you think that the opportunity is gone? I mean, it just is getting better and better and better, and that's reiterated with every single convention, every single conference. I'll tell you, I mean, if I completely bomb out and don't get a single, well, I've already got two people that have committed of those 10 tickets, and more people call them. But if I would bomb out and not get rid of a single one of those, I would pay $3,000 to be there, because I don't think they could outprice me. I don't think they could put a price on a convention ticket that I would say, ooh, that's a little steep, I don't think I can make it. I would find a way, and it's just if you want to succeed or have any kind of success here at all, and you make a decision to not be there, you're shooting yourself in the foot. It's an unbelievable weekend. I think for me, what I came out with it, as they always do, one, it reiterated for me that we're on the number one team in the country, and if you look at the leaders board and you see that we're not actually number one yet, we, as a master agency, we're going to be.
Yeah, just wait for the new leaderboard to come out for first generation. I mean, base agency plus first generation. We'll be number one on those.
There you go. And I know that at convention, I know you get surrounded, and you're continually being hounded by people, and that's something that even just people like myself, just being on your team, the same thing happens. People find out that you're on the fifth team, and you just get hounded because they want to know what we're doing, and they want to... I had people asking me, what are the conference calls like, and what do they do, and what do you talk about, and how are your meetings, and they want to know because they see us and they know that we are the number one growing team in NAA. I think something I talked about yesterday that I realized more than ever is that if you want to get better at where you're at, self-improvement is what they talked about. You don't need to look to what NAA is going to do differently or what they're going to do better. You just have to look at, once again, those eight steps that we talk about every sales meeting, just making yourself better, because we are in the right place with NAA. And they, I think it was Stephen Davies from Stage was the one that said, complacency creeps in when it doesn't hurt bad enough. Mm. How bad is it going to have to hurt before you take massive action? And, if there's any complacency, if we're not doing everything it takes, then plug into the system, and you won't stay there for long, or you're not listening. I have pages and pages and pages of notes here. I've just kind of written down some quotes on my board that meant a lot for me for the weekend. Another one was, Barry Clarkson talking about, you were just talking about winners, the kind of people that we want to have on our team, and we wrote down some bullet points of what Barry said. He said, winners always want more, and they're never patient. Winners have a dream. Winners are emotional. They have great passion. I mean, you talk about emotion and passion, just look at, speakers from the stage on Saturday night. I think there wasn't, a single person that got off of that stage without their eyeballs sweating a little bit, and that carried down to everybody that was listening. I mean, we're not involved in something that's just about making money. We're involved in something that means something. It has there's passion, there's emotion, there's people that have visions for building orphanages in third world countries. And people who just want to create a better legacy for their families, and that's what I want to be a part of. I want to be a part of that passion and that emotion. Winners will not be denied. Winners will refuse to accept anything less than success. And like Jeremy was talking about, I came back. I wrote down a 90-day blitz plan of action of what I'm going to achieve, and I'm going to break out as agency manager in January by January convention.
That's strong,
bud, dude.
Yeah,
keep that, dude.
Jason,
that's yeah, that's. I mean, you talk about. You'd said this a dozen times before. People don't make big decisions sitting in your living room or driving home from an appointment. If you want to put yourself in a position to make big decisions about yourself and your business, be at convention. Be there, because that's where big decisions are made for the company, and that's where big decisions are made, for you personally.
Yep. Yeah, I was just thinking when you're talking about at the beginning talking about the next convention, I was thinking, you know what, between now and the national convention in January, when we recruit somebody, we ought to have the form to sign up for the national convention with that packet. They need to go ahead and commit to sign up and be there at the national convention. I'm gonna start doing that.
I like that.
And what if they say, no, I don't want to sign up? Okay, fine. That's fine. But I want people to sign up. I think it's going to be that life-changing of an event. I've heard so many times people say, if you're chasing money just to chase money, just to make it, it's always going to elude you. But if you're chasing money with a purpose, if you're going after money with a purpose, then you'll find it. It'll be there. And I think that's probably the biggest thing that people lack in life is some sort of vision or drive or goal of what they're trying to accomplish and why they're doing something. I don't get up in the morning just because it's time to get up. I get up because I have something I've got to do. I don't get dressed and shave in the morning because I like doing that. It's because I've got something I want to do. I mean, this morning I was holding my 6-week-old son right before I left the house, and he's in the smiling stage now, man. He just smiles, and I'm just holding him, and he's just smiling away. Hey, I don't leave my house because I got nothing to do. I don't leave him at home because I want to go spend some time at the office. No, I'm going to enlarge his territory. I'm going to expand his boundaries. That's my purpose. That's my vision. What's yours? And I think there was such challenge of that this weekend of what's your vision? What's your purpose? What's your goal? Why are you doing this? Grab onto it and work towards that. Have a reason. Anything else to add, Myers?
Just say, man without vision shall perish. I get it from you time and time again. Have a vision. You've got to have something.
And the difference between a dream and a goal is a date. The difference between a dream and a goal is a date. So, okay. Well, thank you, Jason.
Thank you.
Let's go, Bruno.
Yes, sir.
What'd you get this weekend?
Oh, my Lord. I still have to keep reading my notes. I don't know if everybody else is the same way, but it was just so phenomenal. I have so many things swimming around, but one of the things, and I've got just a couple here. I mentioned this yesterday in the sales meeting. What really slapped me in the face, and I know it's going to may shock some people, but my commitment level. Am I committed to NAA? Am I, committed to myself as, you know, being a personal producer? Am I committed to my family? What's my commitment? Because after I heard the talk, I really just kind of felt like I was involved. And, and it goes even further than, you know, my business. I mean, I'm talking, you know, health-wise, eating habits, things like that. I'm really breaking. I'm kind of, like Andy said, you know, what was he saying? Cut you open. What was he saying all weekend? Cut you open. And
yeah.
You know, I've been doing that for myself the last couple of days since I got back, but I've been steadily reading my notes, and I'm still writing notes from my notes on how I need to improve myself. Self-improvement was huge, was one of the huge things I got from it, because, you know, one of our agents yesterday, Don Sword, said he's got all the books. I got a ton of books. I've read a couple of them. You know, having them doesn't make any difference. If you have them, you've got to read them and soak up the information in them. So, you know, reading books for me is one of the things that is getting better. I've been reading in the morning. Andy says read at night because it's what I've actually been reading in the morning. So I'm working into it in baby steps.
Yeah.
But also making sure I listen to the NAA recordings. There's no reason. I've been listening to those on my cardio days instead of listening to my music. I've been listening the other morning. Me and Mel listened to Patrick Connors give his story about the upholstery in his car falling off the ceiling, and how he used to have to tack it up. So every morning I'm listening to that now. But self improvement was huge. Fixing myself because you know you've always taught me. You have to look at you first before you can start blaming the other variables in the equation.
Right.
And once you're, I guess I want to say perfect, but once you are, you know, close to perfect, then we can start looking at some of the other the leads or the carrier or, you know, whatever it is. So that was a huge one for me. The 8 steps to success, the NAA way, I think the folks that didn't make it are going to be very surprised to see that this is how things are going to be done. We expect folks to follow the 8 steps. The folks that aren't following the 8 steps may not get as much help as the folks. In fact, they're not going to get as much help as the folks who are committing themselves to the 8 steps. And I thought that was huge. So I also went through the 8 steps and make sure I wrote a list out of what I've got to do to make sure that I'm following the 8 steps as well. The products, you know, with Strong Foundation, Forrester has announced that they're 18 months now, non-med. I thought that was awesome.
Yeah.
And you got new life events. Now you don't just have to have a mortgage. If you've been married in the last 18 months, you can qualify for it. If you've had a baby or adopted a child in the last 18 months, you can qualify for it. And unfortunately, if you've had a divorce in the last 18 months, you can still qualify for it. You're still taking care of those kids.
What was it Levin Tovich said? If you hatch them, catch them,
hatch them,
match them, or dispatch them.
Yeah.
Hatch them, catch them, match them, or dispatch them. You can get a strong foundation.
So now, I mean, I've got one of my plans. I haven't finished my plan yet because I haven't sat down with you. But my plan, one of the things in my plan is to call my clients and, you know, ask for referrals. Do they know anybody who's had a baby in the last 18 months or just got married in the last year and a half?
Mm.
And start writing business from those referrals. Because I'm on Kit Marketing. It's not like I haven't talked to these people or communicated with these people since I've met with them. They've gotten a letter from me every month since we met. So, and then I think lastly is that, and I've said this before, and I'm glad other folks have finally caught on to it, but every time I go to one of these, it reminds me just how we take for granted we've got the best upline that is in NAA's organization. I know Myers just said that, but if the people on this call need to go to the convention and see that you, you know, after the general sessions are over, I mean, you've got a crowd around you. I'd say like a rock star or you know, a professional athlete because of what you have accomplished in this business. And I think a lot of folks, even locally, they don't understand the magnitude, you know, what kind of a superstar you are with NAA. I mean, for God's sake, I had new agent mentors from other offices coming up to me going, I need to pick your brain for a few minutes. Now, it's definitely, you know, it's not because I'm a genius or, you know, I'm very charming or, frankly, I'm pretty good looking. But, I mean, it's because of they see what's been put together. And they see people going across stage and they see the names being lifted up and they see the accolades and people working hard. So, don't take for granted what you have in place with the mentors, with your manager, from this hierarchy, because it's the best in the country, as far as I'm concerned.
I agree, and I appreciate you guys saying that. I'm not, you know, I'm obviously not paying these guys to say that this morning, but and didn't really expect it. But I think one of the powers of the Fitz Group, one of the real strengths that we have is our leadership. And I'm not talking about me, though I'm certainly a piece of it. I'm talking about the leadership, like the guys we have on the call this morning, the mentors that are out there, and the managers and the people who are building teams and are becoming agency managers themselves. That leadership is what drives the Fitz Group, and I think what drives the Fitz Group, too, is the edification that we all have for each other and each other's leadership. We edify the Fitz Group. I get up there, and I talk about the Fitz Group, and I talk about the leaders in the group. I also talk about my Crossline buddies that helped push me, and I talk about NAA. And I talk about everybody. Edification is a big thing, and that's something we all have to be better at, and myself included. I got to get a lot better at it when I talk from stage, but and not just from stage, but talking in general. But edification, there's such power in that, such strength in that. And you're probably going to hear us talk about that over the next few weeks, about edifying your manager. And when you get a chance to speak, and not just when you get a chance to speak, but when you're just thinking about your manager or your mentor, edifying them in your mind. There's some real strength in that. There's some real strength in looking for the good things in people and highlighting that, as opposed to always looking for the weaknesses and the downsides. So that's a real power that we have and that we'll continue to use. Anything else to add, Bruno?
Just know that, you know, a few weeks ago you had gotten involved with Heather being out. You became increasingly involved in the distribution of leads.
Yeah.
And a lot of folks, that kind of woke them up a little bit, and a lot of folks didn't like it. I mean, a lot of folks did not like how we're, you know, grading lead distribution. But guess what, folks? That's how NAA is grading us as an agency.
Yep.
NAA is looking at who's writing the business and who are they putting the business with, and those are the folks getting leads.
Yep.
So care ratio that Jeremy mentioned earlier, I wrote that down because I wanted to make sure it was a little bit, you know, amplified. The care ratio, the closing ratio, writing business with the leads you're provided is what's going to get you more leads in the future. And not just mortgage leads, but the other leads that were mentioned at the convention that they're working on, that they're testing currently.
Like marriage
leads. I mean, NAA is constantly trying to make this thing bigger and better. And if you'll take care of your business on the personal level, as an agency, it'll provide us more leads to distribute to you.
Man, why don't you guys in the Fitz office go give him a hug for me?
That's okay.
Well, there's a couple of phrases that I got from Art Leiser years ago. I heard him talk from stage, and I got these two different quotes. And you write them down, because these are good quotes to live by. The first one is, I'd rather live with the pain of discipline than the pain of regret. I'd rather live with the pain of discipline than the pain of regret. And you know, I use that analogous to right now. I mean, Bruno and I work out together, and just in trying to eat healthier and lose some weight and get in good shape and strengthen my heart muscle, I would rather live with that discipline now than 20 years down the road have heart problems and regret that I didn't do it now. I would rather work hard now at this business and discipline myself in it and discipline myself to be profitable now than regret it in 10 years when I didn't discipline myself in profitability, and so I'm out of business and I missed this opportunity that NAA put before me. So that's the first quote. I'd rather live with the pain of discipline than the pain of regret. The second quote that I got from Art Leiser years ago that I live by is this: discipline yourself or someone else will. Discipline yourself or someone else will. In the self-employed world, which we are all in, we're all business owners, in that world, if you don't discipline yourself, you go out of business. And if you go out of business, you go back to answering to somebody. You go back to somebody that tells you what time you have to be there and what time you can take your break and how long you have for lunch and when you can go pee and when you can't. You go back to that. You go back to somebody dictating how much you're worth, and not letting you decide how much you're worth. That's what you'll go back to. And when you relate it to health, you can discipline yourself about what you're eating now, or the doctor will discipline you in 10 years. Discipline yourself or someone else will. And we talk what Bruno just said about the lead distribution. We're disciplining ourselves right now. I mean, I got involved because I wanted to be more profitable. And I wanted to make sure we were putting leads in the proper people's hands. I don't believe in treating everybody equally. I believe in treating people fairly. Not equally, but fairly. I don't want to give everybody 10 leads a week, because a lot of people don't deserve it. Some people deserve 20 leads a week. Well, if somebody's not doing what we're asking them to do with the leads, and somebody is, I'm going to take the 10 out of the person who's not and give them to the person who is. And if I don't discipline myself that way, and if I don't discipline myself and my team to sell F&G's Home Certain or Income Certain and Forrester's products. And if you're writing Shenandoah, call me up and ask me why we shouldn't write that right now. I don't want to say it on a conference call that's being recorded. Just suffice it to say, you're right. You need to be writing Home Certain and Income Certain with F&G or Forrester's products. And you're going to see a change in the leaderboards we're sending out. The leaderboards we send out are only going to recognize people who are doing those products. If you're writing Shenandoah, U.S. Financial, Presidential, or Surety, while those products all have their place, and don't get me started on where their place is, while those products all have their place, that's not the focus. And so if I don't discipline myself, and if I don't discipline my team, NAA is going to, because guess what? They're distributing leads not just based on close ratios, but what products are you selling? If we're an agency that's well known for selling only Shenandoah, well, we're going to see our lead flow drop. I noticed this weekend there was a major master agency that did not get a bonus because they mostly write Shenandoah. They didn't get a bonus. They're writing like $400,000, $500,000 a month. And they didn't qualify at $75,000 bonusable premium. That agency is going to lose their leads because they're not disciplining themselves. And since they won't, NAA will. Discipline yourself or someone else will. Well, why are you turning us against Shenandoah, Fitz? I'm not turning you against them. I'm turning you towards F&G's Home Certain, Income Certain, and Forrester's products. Why? Higher issue rates. It's what the client's asking for anyway. And what it does is it brings money into the NAA fold. It puts money in your pockets, and it puts money in NAA's pockets so we can all reinvest in our business and help more families. Other products that we have aren't doing that. So we have to focus on the ones who are doing that. Discipline yourself or someone else will. Vern, did you have something to add?
Yes, sir.
We're obviously not going to get to the objection today.
They weren't objections anyway. Well, the one thing I did not get out of the convention was a lot of sleep. We were laughing about it. Actually, Bruno and I roomed together, and it was kind of exciting to hear Bruno be excited about a couple of things. We tried to go to bed there, especially after the Foresters presentation there, and they talked about the Foresters and the things coming up that he's already mentioned. But you know, we lay down and try to go to sleep, and the next thing I know, the light's coming on because he said, "Man, I got to look at this. I've got this." And we're sitting there talking about it, and it's like 2 or 3 in the morning. It's like, man, we got to get some sleep. Now, I'm an old man here. I do need a little bit of rest. But
I can relate to that. And from Wednesday when I left here to Sunday when I got back home, I had about 10 hours sleep during that time. So I appreciate what you're saying.
Yeah. But it was all good. We slept
absolutely
fast. So
absolutely.
Words. Affirmation. I mentioned this yesterday, and I'm not even sure I understand what it means. But maybe a reaffirmation on my part. This is my first leadership convention I've gone to. And I've gone to a couple of the national ones, and we'll be going, of course, to the next one. But as you know, and most people on the phone here probably may or may not know, I'm not actively at this point pursuing building a team. But yet I went to the leadership convention because I wanted to hear what the other leaders were talking about, and I wanted to see and be with those that are building it, and just be surrounded by, you know, if you surround yourself with successful people, that if some of it's bound to rub off, at least on my part. So I had a reaffirmation for myself as to that I know that the affirming that I am in the right place at the right time, with the right group, with the right company, and I can only see it getting better. And that was another thing that I noticed this weekend was a clarity, in other words, a clarity or a clearer vision. And I know Jeremy talked about it a little bit too. Is that it's just I thought I knew the direction, and of course, being here in the office with you, we get to hear a lot more about the vision and see your vision and knowing that it's NAA's vision. But when you're there and listening to what they were talking about and seeing, I mean, already great things that we've got in place are going to get even better. And we've already talked about them a little bit, the Forrester products. But so it basically is like a clear vision. It's kind of like that commercial on TV there with, you know, your vision is clear. It becomes clear there with when you use the right, you know, allergy medicine or whatever it was. But I thought that was neat, too. And a couple of comments there or wordings and so forth. I know Andy, he always has great things to say, but the very first thing I wrote down on him when he got up there Friday morning and kicked off the leaders meeting, he says, everything matters or nothing matters.
Mm.
I mean, everything matters or nothing matters. I mean, and I like that. I like the one there. He even included with on Saturday that little sheet of paper. Blessed are the flexible, for they will not be bent out of shape. Got to be flexible in this business, guys, or otherwise you're going to be bent out of shape. And that work, that's much. And the last thing I'll just bring up again is the word pride. I was so proud. Proud of us, proud of NAA, proud of the Fitz Group, and like Bruno was saying, is that we have the best agency, we have the best agency manager, bar none, and it was pretty evident. I mean, we are so fortunate here to be a part of the group and to hear Fitz, and if you're local, to actually come in here and be on the in the sales meeting on Tuesday if you're local. And if you're not so local, come in and listen to it. And I notice now we're starting to get a lot of people, agents that are not necessarily in Texas, but are close enough that they drive down. I mean, we've got a couple of agents that are driving in now because they want to see here and because they've heard about our sales meeting and they've listened to you on the phone. But I guess we're privileged in that way, but then we don't realize it until we get to one of these conventions and they all just flock around you because I assure you, I mean, I may be a little bit biased, but I guess that's a good thing, is you're the best speaker we got up there. And I just love listening to you get up there and talk about it. Even though I've heard the same jokes over and over again, I still laugh. I still cry with you when you talk about your personal trials and tribulations you've gone through. But I'm just proud of NAA, and I'm proud of what they're doing. And I don't know. It was a great time. And I'm definitely looking forward to the NAA National Convention. And I make a comment to Jason Myers. He says, even if it costs me $3,000 to go to the next one, I don't have a problem or something like that. Well, son, you've already paid the $3,000. and to me, that's worth every penny of it.
Yep.
And hey, that young lady who came into the sales meeting who drove like 3.5 hours to get here.
Yeah.
Right. Not only did she hang with us all day and go through the role play and take advantage of everything that was available to her, by the time she left here, she's already signed up for the convention in January.
Yeah, that's awesome. Right. She sat right here on the computer and plugged into it and signed up for it. That's true. That's great.
Now watch that. Now, guys, just watch this, because NAA feels the same way I feel right now. Am I going to give leads? And she's in Oklahoma. I'm just going to go ahead and say it.
Yeah.
She's 3 hours away in Oklahoma. Am I going to give the leads in Oklahoma to her, who drives 3 hours to come into Dallas sales meeting, sticks around for the additional training, and then signs up for the national convention 3.5 months early? Am I going to give leads to her? Or am I going to give leads to somebody who emails me every day complaining about one lead they got, about how this lead was, you know, the person wasn't the most positive person in the world when I called them? Who would you give leads to? Somebody who's easy to work with and is actually helping you work with them, or somebody that's constantly fighting you in all of your efforts to help them? Who would you work with? I mean, it's not even a rhetorical question. You can answer it. Most people are muted right now, but you can answer it. You're going to work with the one who's easier to work with, the path of least resistance. We all drift towards that. Well, I'm going to drift towards that and lead distribution, the path of least resistance, the agents who resist me the least. That's who I'm going to give leads to. You know, that's who I dated in college, was the girls that gave me the least resistance. Right? I got married to the girl who gave me the absolute least resistance. And that's how you play the game. That's everything in life. That's, everybody drifts to the path of least resistance. Distributing leads to somebody like that who came down from Oklahoma 3 hours to come to a sales meeting. She came last week, too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It wasn't like this was just on a whim. She's now 2 weeks in a row she's come, and she stayed for training each time.
Right.
She's hanging around. She signed up for the convention. Of course, I'm going to tell everybody in the staff, hey, if she calls, you work with her. Do whatever she needs. Mm-hmm. If she needs leads, give them to her. Matter of fact, give her some of this person's leads. I'm going to do everything I can to help that person. Well, that's not fair, Fitz. Sure, it's fair. Everybody has that same opportunity. I'm not just singling her out. Everybody could be like that. Everybody could do those things. It's your choice. And it's a beautiful part about NAA and a beautiful part about America, really, is you got choices. And the ones who make the right choices will get our attention.
And if I may add to that and plugging into, we've already talked about the H-Depth. You mentioned it every week. It's on as part of the agenda, and it was definitely covered in the leadership convention this weekend, even though some of us thought it was 18 steps, but that's another joke. Only you had to have been there to understand what that means.
If nothing else, at least go so you can be in on the jokes, for goodness sake.
Goodness gracious, yeah, those inside jokes especially. But anyway, my point is that Bruno and I, being New Agent mentors, we're going to work with the ones that are asking us and plugging into that, rather than one calling up and complaining and says, now, how does this work when you've had all the training in the world? Yet you haven't really done the training, you know. We're going to work with ones that are looking and asking for help.
Yep. And I'll just let everybody in on the inside joke. If you were at the leadership, you heard me talk about sit down, you're ruining the function. Adam Katz talks about the first time he was asked to speak on stage. All the speakers can see the timer. They let us know how much time we have left on stage, so we don't go for 4 hours about some stupid idiot subject. We can, you know, say it, get off the stage. Well, he's up there 5 minutes, and the timekeeper plays a joke on him, holds up a sign and says, shut up and sit down, you're ruining the function. The very first time he got up to speak. So that's an inside joke, and I didn't know that joke until Thursday night after we built the playground. The three owners invited eight of us to go have dinner with them, and Adam told that story. It's not a joke, it really happened, but told that story at dinner, and so the rest of the weekend we were talking about it. Those are the inside jokes, and yeah, if nothing else, you want to be on the inside jokes, because we do believe in having fun and making money and eating good, and we do all those things. So I appreciate the guests for being on the call this morning. I want to wrap up. I got to wrap up because I got another conference call to jump onto here in just a few minutes with the agency managers, but guys, if you wanted the leadership, there's no possible way we can bring it back to you. What I wanted to do today was have your teammates share with you what they got from it, in hopes that you can just get an ounce of where we're heading, and that you get an ounce of inclination to show up for the National Convention in January. We got excited this weekend, and it wasn't a bunch of rah-rah. Matter of fact, there was just a little bit of recognition. It lasted all of about 15 minutes. The rest of it was pure teaching and pure education. And so I wanted to bring that back to you today, but there's no way we could. I just want to wrap this up saying, go ahead, sign up this week for the National Convention. Sign yourself up and your spouse up. And I would say buy two more tickets on top of that in faith that you'll be able to bring at least two people with you to the convention. Go ahead and do it. If you're making better money because you're making better sales like Myers is doing, hey, go ahead and buy 8, 9 more tickets on top of your own. Go ahead and do that. Take a step out in faith. Commit to bringing a bunch of people there. I'm telling you, this national leadership we just had, that was 1,100, 1,200 people. That's more than we had, 300 more people, 300 or 400 more people than we had at the National Convention in January. This thing is exploding. You do not want to miss this wave. Bring 4, 5, 10 people to the next to the National Convention in January and watch your business explode with it. Because I'm sitting there in the convention, I'm looking around, I'm going, man, 20% of the people that are here are part of the Fitz Group. How excited do you think I was? 20% of that meeting are people on my team that are getting fired up. Well, what if you had 20% of that meeting? What if that were you sitting up there counting the people going, whoa, we got a ton of people here? What if that were you? Wouldn't you come out of this just a little bit excited? Yeah. So get there, guys. You're hearing the tides are changing. You're hearing a change of tune with NAA, and a change of direction, a change of mentality. It's actually not really a change. We're just now starting to make it public. We've always had this mentality. There's no wimps at the top with NAA. We've always been bold, and we've always fought for what we wanted and believed in. And we're just looking for more people that don't want to join us and do the same thing. So, guys, I hope this has been a good call for you. If not, I apologize. I just checked the numbers a second ago. We hadn't lost a single person through this whole call. There's still a ton of folks on here. So keep tuning into the calls. Tune into the NAA call here in about 40 minutes, and go out there and make some money for America's families and for your family. Talk to you later, guys. Bye-bye.